Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 2nd of May, 2022, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. It's a Monday, so it's a What's in the News Monday. I like to call the show on this week's episode of The Bahamas. I've got a couple of things on my list to talk about today. I'd like to hear what you want to talk about today as well. So you can call us at 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. Remember, you can text us on the Guardian Radio text line. That's 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. That's powered by BTC. Standard text rates apply. Now listen, we're streaming live audio and video on guardiantalkradio.com. You can listen on TV on Cable Bahamas channel 969 or Flow channel 612. Or you can download the Guardian Radio app for your Apple or Android smart devices and listen to our audio feed or watch us on our video feed right there on the Guardian Radio app. You can also message us at 428-0719, that's on the clock's WhatsApp number. That's 428-0719. There's lots and lots and lots to talk about. I found myself in Bahamian Twitter. I found myself on Bahamian Twitter this weekend. Oh my goodness, there's so much to talk about. First of all, let me say, it still smells like the 80s out there. It's spring is upon us. New opportunities, new monies. It smells like the 80s out there. At the same time, Nassau seems to be getting very, like a young person put it while I was venturing through Bahamian Twitter, very Gotham-y. And they suggested that somebody need to put up the, what they call that, they have to put up the flashlight, the light and the sign. They call it the bat signal, the sabas, the bats signal. Call Superman Sabas, tell him he needs to go to work. But Shad Far already show us the vibe. It is track away, away, away. The hero we're looking for is it's right inside us. We're going to get to that in a second. First of all, let us say congratulations to the official winner of Miss Teenager International 2021, Miss Teenager Bahamas, Flonique Lightbourne. Flonique comes from or hails from the wonderful island Grand Bahama. And we want to say congratulations to you on your win, Miss Teenager International 2021. More awesome, awesome news. It's officially mango season. It is mango season. I know the people are very happy. Some things to talk about today is May Day, also known as International Workers' Day. And although we celebrate our Labor Day in June, or the first Friday of June, May Day is celebrated around the world in 80 countries. International Workers' Day is on May 1st. And the purpose of the day is to commemorate the efforts and victories of the workers' class and the labor movement. It was the second international, an organization of socialist and labor parties that declared May 1st as the International Workers' Day in 1889. That date was chosen to commemorate the Haymarket riot in Chicago in 1886. The riot was a violent confrontation between police and labor protesters, but soon became a symbol of workers' rights across the world. While the massacre itself occurred on May 4th, the protests that led up to it, a peaceful rally in support of workers striking for an 8-hour workday, began on May 1st. I wanted to read that because I'm going to be critiquing plenty of workers today, but I want them to know that I truly appreciate and understand the importance of labor, of workers, of those that put in the actual work to keep the country and communities running. So I wanted to throw that in there. I got a question. What is the crime plan? Gun and gang violence increases. Domestic violence, intimate partner violence, and interpersonal violence continue. Traffic offenses, accidents, and traffic casualties and fatalities continue. The list just goes on. Then I have this big question. I tell you, I was in Twitterverse, all over the Twitterverse this weekend, and we got a big mystery going on. Anecdotal, unofficial social media reports indicate that a massive melee occurred at an establishment over the weekend. Witnesses, observers indicate that 13 people were stabbed Saturday night at an event. Police reports say, quote, there are no facts to support that, close quotes. Anybody was there, please call the show. I don't need you to call me and give testimony. I just want you to call me and tell me whether you were there and whether the reports of multiple fights and numerous injuries, some extremely severe, occurred. Remember, you could call us at 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. And then in today's Guardian, VAT on breadbasket goods here to stay. Halkidas pushes back at calls to take VAT off such items. Reading from the Guardian newspaper. Another story, Carnival Road March given approval by ministry. Right next to a story that says one new COVID death reported. I want to talk about all of that. All of that. Prime Minister says large countries should consider forgiving climate change fueled debt of small island states. Wow, yes, I agree. I agree. Put everything on the card, though. Put everything on the card. Don't pay cash for nothing. Put everything on the card. Hurricane related, flooding related, and let's see what their move is going to be. Wow. Extortion charges dropped against three law enforcement officers. Sloop with 78 Haitian migrants caught near South Beach. There are just lots of stories in the paper and things that need to be addressed. I have a text here that says, great show as usual, Ms. Green. If you could take any three inventions and take as your own, what would it be? Wow, that's a great question. I gotta have to do a whole show on that, though, Texter. I have to do a whole show on that. In fact, I just shared a post. We're gonna do a show on that. I shared a post on Twitter. Some just fascinating information. Sometimes we don't really know the cause. Like, we don't know where the things that are so, like, prevalent, so normal in our lives, we think that they always existed. We always did things this way. We don't know what caused us to behave in this way. And sometimes it's things that happened thousands of years ago. Thousands of years ago. All right. I got a text here that says, there were videos, Miss Green. We all saw the violence. Now, Texter, I saw the videos, you know. I saw the videos, and then I witnessed multiple people over social media posting, making comments that would suggest that either they were there, or they intended to go and decided not to, or they went, saw the crowd and the environment, and decided to no longer go, and they left. But see, we have a bit of an issue. I think Jared Higgs posted, when asked whether police had information on claims that multiple people were stabbed at a business establishment on Gladstone Road on Saturday night, RBPF press liaison officer Superintendent Audley Peters says there are, again, quote, no facts to support that. Now, in one of the videos I witnessed, you can hear a voice clearly calling for officers that are assumed to be on the outside to come to the inside of the venue. Right? So my first thing is, I can't believe, well, my first thing is this. Perhaps we should ask press liaison, Officer Superintendent Audley Peters, to clarify his statements. Or we change our questions. Because what I need to know is, are you saying that nothing occurred? No melee, no fights, nothing warranting calling for more officers occurred on Saturday night at an establishment on Gladstone Road? Or are you saying that you have no reports that 13 people were stabbed at an event on Saturday night on Gladstone Road? Because surely, given the amount of anecdotal information passing back and forth on the social media, somebody called the police. Got a text there, Aaron, if a tree falls in the middle of a forest and no one hears it, does that mean it didn't fall? What the officer talking about, that's how they work in. We'll be going through that. We can try to clarify that right now. Because what I'm hoping is there's that response attempted to connote, right? To say that they have no official reports that multiple people were stabbed, or that the alleged victims have not come in to make a report. That lead me to ask a lot of questions, right? Lead me to ask a lot of questions. How is it that you have no reports of this event when people who allege to work at the establishment are saying that something happened? An Eyewitness News story posted, I think this morning or last night, says yesterday Eyewitness News visited the grounds of the, quote, Collide Cooler Fet Reloaded event. An employee described the incident as a, quote, disaster, close quote, but said it was the first time that they have had to deal with an ordeal like that at their business following scores of events. So something absolutely happened. Now, listen, people, it's important for me to say this. If I get a video on my phone, if I, you know, I come across a video on my phone, my little J1 Ace Core Junior model Samsung, I got to proceed with caution. Because just because people are purporting that the video, the events recorded in the video occurred on Saturday night or Friday night, it doesn't mean that that's so. I can't verify the video just on my phone. And very few of us can, right? Very few of us can do the quote-unquote fact-checking necessary to report this stuff publicly. But surely something happened. And what's coming across social media is that there was gratuitous violence and that there were severe injuries. And I expect to see a clearer statement than that from the police on a matter like this. But listen, I got a call coming in. Let's go check out this caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
I'm fine, man. I normally listen to you. I spoke to several young persons who was at that event.
Yeah.
No later than yesterday. And it was true what he's saying. And, you know, but that's the kind that might be the bad 8 o'clock. Or who was my international news.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened. See, what you hiring police officer for, and they can't protect the baby people. They might just hire a friend for who got machine gun who can do their job. And the young punks, someone now, showing fingers and telling, you know, it's wrong. You can tell me now, you can't enjoy yourself in your own country.
Yeah.
And police would be ashamed of themselves. See, they make everything so political. See, election owner, 7 months in now, govern. Let the policemen do their job. Make stops. I don't care who quite. I know you all people there, these leftists and these activists, keep your mouth closed. This country, because Lord knows, if they kill an American too, and they have a travel ban in this country. You all people need, the things you all people need to talk, you all don't talk about, you know. This country is wild and bad. So what's that over there, the 15, 16, they've been gone, you know. They didn't finish. We need to try to catch the set who, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Because they've been gone. Rent a little bit more than that, you say, but these same Christian country people and these same people are part of the problem, Aaron. This country's too violent, man. I can't take my course.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Well, listen, I agree with you about we too violent. I got one story for you. Thank you for texting, sir. But the whole situation caused some questions to come up for me, and questions that I have to ask. I mean, that have to be asked when you see on today's Guardian, a story, Carnival Road March, given approval by ministry. And so, you know, some of the questions I have to ask, we're going to step away from the particular location, but focus on the situation. How many officers do you need to police a large event? How many officers do you need to police 500 people? Or 1,000 people, or 300 people? And do we need to make RBPF presence mandatory for large concerts and events? Now, there are events taking place all over the weekend, right? And I want to say this. First of all, don't call me a snitch, because I wasn't at your concert, your party, your event, taking pictures or videos of people. Okay? It wasn't me who gone to the event where it's obvious that people are ignoring social COVID protocols and restrictions. So while this event allegedly erupted into violence, there were other events that went off without a hitch, but still potentially represent an issue, a problem. And it caused a person like me, an anti-capitalist, anti-imperialist activist, to ask, is it viable? Is it viable for us to hold large events and concerts at this time? And we got two considerations. Can we police these events and keep all of the patrons safe and eradicate and eliminate any risk of violence, right? And can we operate these events and maintain the COVID protocols at the same time? But see, when you read the Carnival Road March given approval by ministry story in today's Guardian paper, the Ministry of Health only authorized these people to have 500 people. What is a Carnival Road March if you only allowed to have 500 people? And where, what is the 500? Is the 500 the people participating in the march on the road marching with their band? Does that include spectators? Does that include spectators over the entire route? Why would you approve the event for only 500 people? And where can I go to find the criteria you use to make these decisions? The protocol that you have to follow to determine whether an event will be authorized or not. And how are you going to police that from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.? And are you going to require, so on the parade route, once the road marches past a certain point, do all the spectators have to pack up and go home? Can they follow the road marches? And how are you going to police all of this? I got a text here that says, so if I get stabbed up and go straight to the hospital to get fix up, the police saying I ain't get stabbed until I report it? Well, I mean, then we got to figure out what is the procedure or policy or reporting protocol at the hospital, right? What wounds, what types of injuries are hospital staff required to report, right? If I don't say my partner or significant other stabbed me in a fight, do they have to report it? You know, are they required to ask those questions? Am I, the victim, required to answer truthfully? Why? This is a good question. This is a good question. Because some of the unofficial reports are suggesting that some of these injuries would have been reported to the police. Another text, great show as usual, question. Why do some of us black people do know how to act? We can't have an event without someone acting the fool. See why I go to the white people or the Mexican people events. Okay, first of all, white people and Mexican people is have fight at they party too. Race is not the determinant. It's usually, they like to say it's usually wealth, right? So here's what we're going to expect in the next few months. We're going to expect a lot of events to increase the prices on their events significantly. And the thinking, the premises, is that you can weed out the bad apples by setting the price beyond their budget, right? I've been to some very high-end events where people have erupted into violence. It ain't money. Money and wealth. And sometimes when the violence erupts, you're not aware of it because you only ever see physical violence and you don't see very well psychological and structural violence and how it operates. Another text, this is why we need the UBP and the Queen to return. Educated Negroes raping the average man and the average Negroes don't know how to act. You know what, though? Do you think the UBP can get the current government to return us the costs of the royal visit? You think they could do that? Has the cost of the royal visit been published yet by the state? And I guess I only mean the fiscal cost, right? Like the money that was spent. Because the state does not care about the psychological cost to the spirit of the Bahamian people. Welcoming the royal family in that manner on the International Day of Remembrance for Slavery and the Slave Trade. They can't calculate that. In fact, I don't even think they offer that course in PLP math. Let's go to the phone lines. Producer, good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Thank God for life and good morning to your listeners, Poppy. Ms. Green, you saying that we have a... They tell us how much money they spend on the royal visit?
No, I don't think they have. And if they have, they did it in a very quiet way, you know?
Well, they need to make that public information. That's one thing I don't like about my new day government. Michael Alkid is all about talking foolishness out of his mouth. Mike should be ashamed of himself. Iran, you know, I don't know if you read it or you heard it on the news. You mightn't take it as insult. Some must take it as insult. Mm-hmm. Or maybe just me one. When he said that on the news Friday or Thursday, and he only could say these things because nobody vote for him. They lack him to be no minister. That's what his party do.
Mm-hmm.
We thought he was so good, us who support his PLP, we'd work harder to make sure he ran around there.
Yeah.
He done proved himself in the two times where he was there, now he's doing the same foolishness, talking foolishness out of his mouth. I don't know if you heard him paraphrasing that ain't nothing happening and they ain't changing their mind with the what on the bread basket items or adding more nutrition things like bread, what should be on it,
yeah.
Grapes, fruits, vegetable, baby cereal, things like that. How many new day government could fall down and make it seem that the FNM party is more better than PLP party, and we know the PLP party is for the poor and the marginalized? And he can fix him out Friday. I hope I heard him right now. I dreamed that or thinking or misunderstanding. No plans on changing.
Well,
taking
listen.
The water off the bread basket items of medicine and the insurance. You know, shame.
I think
you should tell us what they spent on the royal visit then, since he can't make a decision on that. Tell us what you done spent on the royal visit.
I got you. Don't get too upset.
No, I'm upset. What about you? You feeling it? You buy
listen,
medicine, you buy food
if,
and stuff like that?
Look here, I can't even tell you. I can't even tell you how much I feel in it. You
I feel
you can't
man,
imagine.
We promise the Bahamian people in our blueprint.
Yeah.
A livable wage, not just a minimum wage, right?
Yeah.
And now I hear they say, Keith Bell, must he say on the news, someone was quoting me, I don't know if it's true, that sometime in this year, they say they can hit the ground running though. They say they can start on day one and know. They say important things, what important for us, they can do fast and know. And look at what they do. Put whack on, medicine. Bread basket items,
yep,
baby cereal and things like that.
And a bunch
of hogwash errands.
And look here, I'm deathly afraid that the reasoning is simple. That it's just too complicated. It's just too complicated to not put VAT on everything. Remember remember after the implementation of VAT, and it may have been maybe two quarters in or a year in after they made some assessment, they were so impressed. They were so impressed with how much money that they had acquired with this tax scheme, this tax mechanism. Listen, I can call it a scheme, you know. Why are we paying VAT on duty? Why are you taxing an existing tax? A, B, if you think you can justify it with us, I hope you prepared to tax the tax in the crypto space. I hope you prepared to tax anything that could pick up and move. I hope you prepared to reinstate the Immovable Properties Act so we know what ain't supposed to move, and then you tax anything that could move associated with crypto. But back to that point. It is May 1st. It is International Workers' Day. And I see these people been playing with our feelings. I think a living wage is about four. They are calculated at 400 plus. I hear nobody actually say we're moving in that direction. But pause, people. We got a call on the line. Producer, are we ready to go to that call? Sorry, caller. Caller, you're on the clock.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm all right, but my mind is moving all about because there's so much to talk about,
mm-hmm.
right? So I was pumpkin or whoever called about the price on the VAT, et cetera. But thing is, I just want to bring a consciousness that the government VAT revenue is increasing. Are you on the phone, bro? Because you have 10% of, all right, just say the haploid organic eggs, right?
Mm-hmm.
They ran up from 414 to 659, which is roughly about a 60% increase.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other ones in the plastic containers went up to $775.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at just that item. I've seen items, some items approach almost 100% increase. So 10% of a higher number is more revenue.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to hear them crying. Now, the thing is, hats off to Mr. Joseph Dobbins, the environmentalist, right?
Mm-hmm.
The true environmentalist. I love this guy. So I want to draw something. He said that I know it's true now. This is the reason why the cruise industry loved the Bahamas. In the States, he said that they're not allowed to run their boilers when they are at the docks.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody who knows that these boilers use the bunkersy fuel, rich in sulfur, that the cruise industry has been mandated to decrease sulfur content from the year 2020, but they haven't. And so this is associated with asthma. This is known in Europe. This is well known.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is why they love us. So maybe we should put a carbon tax on them, because they produce carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, etc., according to the fuel efficiency burn.
Yeah.
All right? And this dynamics about controlling the crowd on outdoor transmission dynamics, I urge the Minister of Health to please stop being a sheep and follow the science, please, because no one has even read the data release. So the incremental data release so far from the Pfizer clinical trials data on the clinical trials, all right? And the Pfizer trial will not be over until 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So please be honest. There's no such thing as outdoor transmission dynamics unless you're virtually kissing someone and rowing them in their face. This is about the control paradigm here, and I'm afraid that we're being duped right before our eyes. And tell the Minister of Health to go read the three books written by Dr. Eleanor McBain, Swine Flu Exposé, Vaccination, the poison needles, and Vaccination Millennial. Just those two would be good enough for him to just go and read. Just
absolutely.
Google Dr. Eleanor McBain,
yep,
and read about the transmission dynamics and the vaccine dynamics during the 1918 flu scamdemic, which was really caused by bacterial pneumonia.
Now listen,
this is a farce. We're being duped. The truth is coming out. I know about this from years ago, you know.
Yeah,
but I'm just watching to see if anybody would reveal these to the Beeman people. The origins of AIDS, all of these things. Man, this is screen.
52.
This is frightening, you know. I mean, free the people up, man, please.
I got
free
you.
The people up.
Yeah, man,
give
I got you,
science.
52. We got to figure, man, 52, you need a weekly broadcast. Listen, that's the music. So, call, I see you flashing there. If you could hold the line. We got to go to this break. When we get back from this break, I'm going to read through the text and respond to those last two callers. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Aaron Green.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call a text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328 tips or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300 tips or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them and the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone. So nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. S. Johnson Insurance. Peace of mind.
Good morning. Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. You're on the clock with Erin Green. We're going to go straight to this caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Hey, caller. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
You were talking about, you know, the crime and stuff, right?
Say that again?
The crime.
Yes,
situation.
Sir. Yes, sir.
If you would... they had on the thing in the States where they were talking to the director of the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
Before COVID hit, crime was trending down, and especially a lot of the bad areas. Same thing as the Bahamas. Crime was trending down. Now, since COVID has hit, the misery index has gone up so much. Because, like, for example, in the Bahamas, I should say, we got lower middle class, upper middle class.
Mm-hmm.
Middle class, you might as well say finished. Because you can't survive off $30,000 a year in the Bahamas.
Of course not.
And the thing is, the crime has gone up because so many people have lost jobs, can't pay their bills, but they're still trying to go out and have a social life. And that's when you see things will set them off. The slightest thing will trigger them. And mm-hmm. that's what's going on in our country, because crime has gone up since COVID. House break-ins now, they weren't in use about the ATMs and all that stuff.
Yes.
And it's amazing. The whole world has seen an increase in crime, the war in Ukraine, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So it's to do with the psyche. We need to teach in high school. They need to teach nutritional. Plus, they need to teach children how to manage their emotions
yes.
while they're still young.
Yes.
See, and this is where we lose out. We learn a lot of stuff in high school, but it don't really teach you how to deal with every day-to-day situations and, like, paying bills, et cetera. Like, mm-hmm. we have no finance classes in the States, and they just passed a law in America. In high school, you have to take a financial course now, so you know when you get out how to live your life.
Yes.
But that's what it is. It's all to do with started with COVID and it's continuing. So you got people on edge for the slightest little thing or little, you know, saying, and then the fight breaks out. But I hope it gets better sooner, because they say it's going to go up more, like gas is going up, your light bill going up, but your salaries ain't going up.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, have a good day.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. He's right. We are not preparing people for the future that our politicians and the political class are dragging them into. And I know a lot of y'all are going to say, don't make it political, Erin. I'm not making it partisan political. Say a difference between the PLP and the FNM or the UBP thing. This is a critique of the political class creating or attempting to create industries and sectors in the country that only a few people can benefit from, but require the contribution and sacrifice of the whole to make that space viable. Hello, cryptocurrency. How are you doing? I see a lot of young people out here are very, very excited about the potential of cryptocurrency in the Bahamas and the future for young Bahamians that don't want to leave home. And I got to say to those young people, I wish I had a Bible verse to quote right now. Something like, look to the east, where your future lies, trying to figure out how to ensure consistent, reliable access to electricity and telecommunication services. Because you cannot have a sustainable, successful, cutting edge tech hub or crypto hub if you are still load sharing electricity and telecommunication services. It's just not possible. It's just not possible. Now, it is possible for the future if we understand clearly where the starting point is. And the starting point isn't Sam Bankman-Fried. The starting point is figuring out how you're going to end the electricity crisis, the energy crisis, how you're going to shore equal and equitable access to consistent power across the archipelago. You can't even do it in New Providence. You can't even do it for the western sector of New Providence. You can't even do it for one of our high-end, anyone, no, not any in particular, any one of our high-end shanty towns in the Western District, to the point where investors come in with their list of concessions in ink already because they know what it is that you cannot do for them because you cannot do it for your own citizens. And 52, I appreciate what you're saying about the ensuring that we read up on the new data and the data about transmission in outdoor spaces. Like you say, unless you are kissing somebody or you rowing them out. Well, what I saw of the images at the FET, and I'm not even talking about what you think I'm talking about. A young lady shared an image. She was recording herself. And some young man just walked right up to her, into her face, and attempted to kiss her. Someone she don't know. At this FET that she was at. When I was writing my notes last night, I say to myself, I'm sure the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the staff are hysterical right now, looking at all of the images from across the New Providence and the country of social activity on the weekend. But then you all went and authorized Junkanoo Carnival Road March for 500 people from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. I mean, maybe you all are hysterical over there. And so all of this had prompted me to ask a question, like, what is the crime plan? Like, say, how are we dealing with gun and gang violence, domestic violence and intimate partner violence and interpersonal violence? As you could see, the gun and gang violence continued over the last week and weekend. It's even spilled over again into Grand Bahama. We don't really call that the family island, Grand Bahama. We see an incident of domestic violence or intimate partner violence coming out of Eleuthera this weekend. And tell somebody I was going to tell this story on air. But first of all, we acknowledge a horrible traffic fatality that took place this weekend. Cable Beach, mother dies in traffic accident. It's West Bay Street, Cambridge Avenue Junction. And we say condolences to the family of that young mother. Driving is absolutely and totally out of control. And the lack of enforcement is stunning. But it's deeper than that at this point. It appears as if there's a deep, deep lack of awareness by police officers of what the actual traffic offenses are and what their obligation is to deal with it. So I'm going to tell you all this quick story because I told the people who witnessed it that I would do after they suggested this is the route that I take. I was on East Bay Street. I went to Bamsey. I had to be very careful crossing the road because there were vehicles parked on the sidewalk and in the road on both sides, both at Scotiabank, East Bay, and at Bamsey. Now, I was aware that there were vehicles on the side of the road on the southern side by Scotiabank because I had to walk past them. I had to navigate them to get to Bamsey. I decided to find an empty, available space to park my car as opposed to parking it on the sidewalk. So I had to make this treacherous walk. And on my way back from Bamsey, I had to cross the road knowing that I was going to have to figure out how to pass the cars parked on the sidewalk at Scotiabank, because it was just too dangerous to cross the road in front of Bamsey, to the east of Bamsey, because of the way that the road is laid out and the speeding cars coming around the curve. So as I cross the road and I get on the sidewalk, I take out my camera to document the two vehicles, obviously improperly parked on the sidewalk. How do I know? It's called a sidewalk, suggesting that people are meant to walk on it. So I stop to take the picture. I'm done taking the picture, and I begin walking forward to the east along the sidewalk. And a van pulls up onto the sidewalk so close to me that I barely move my hand and I could touch it. And the driver, obviously upset at me for banging on his van, put down his window ready to cuss me and did not apologize for pushing his van up on the sidewalk while I was on it between the road and a wall and other vehicles. He felt that there was nothing wrong with what he did. The security officer, who is obviously overworked and has been appointed bank staff, I'm not mad at him because y'all are abusing security officers in these professional spaces, went about his business. I'm mad at him. The police officer that came to make a delivery to the bank indicated to me, because I know what the nod and the finger means, that he coming back out. But I didn't have time for it because the offender who almost pushed me down with his van was still rearing up and running on. So I left the scene. I documented the vehicle. That's what you're supposed to do. Documented, because you don't want the police to come back and tell you, well, you know, the facts do not support that. And I walked to my vehicle that was safely parked in a lot off the road immediately east of Scotiabank, East Bay. And this gentleman, whether he was following me or that was his natural course, after he left the bank, turned through the corner and told me, after seeing me, how he was going to get my expletive. So having a conversation with somebody, they pointed out to me, man, Aaron, the only thing you could do is talk about it on the radio, because the bank is going to tell you that they are not responsible for enforcing traffic controls. And the security company is going to tell you that their security officer they post there is not responsible for enforcing traffic controls. And the customer is going to tell you, miss, where am I supposed to park my car? I've spent 3 days trying to figure out which bank to go to pay this bill or this car note or this mortgage or this insurance note or my child's school fees, right? And so I thought to myself, if a bank announces and then follows through on downsizing, reducing the number of banks and tellers available, and I like the word compressing their customers and clients into fewer and fewer banks, aren't those banks responsible for ensuring that sufficient parking spaces are available for increased clientele in those locations? And aren't they required to pay for it out of their own profit, since it's they who decided to downsize the bank in a country that cannot maintain and regulate telecommunications and power services? Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. And I thought to myself, man, Aaron, you're ridiculous, man. We don't have regulations anywhere. Anywhere. Like, let's get back to Saturday night. I had to ask myself a question. What is a cooler fet? Is a cooler fet the modern version of the all-you-can-drink / $25 entry event I used to go to years ago at the gay club because the organizer couldn't get a liquor license to sell alcohol, but you could pay a one-time fee, get in, and drink all you could drink? Is it akin to that? And if you're having cool effects, do you not search them to ensure that patrons are not bringing in glass bottles to the party? Do you search people for weapons? Are you searching coolers for weapons with metal detectors? Since we're talking about regulations, I want to say good morning to BTC. See this article, pay TV subscriptions continue their decline along with Flow's decline in service. Good morning. We just need regulations all over the board. Let's get back to the Carnival Road March. Why would you approve a road march for only 500 people? Why would an organizer spend money to organize an event for only 500 people knowing they can't make a profit back? And knowing that both of these two things exist in the same space at the same time, wouldn't somebody say, look here, let's put all the cards on the table. Let's have a real, real talk. You cannot reasonably have this event. Because we know that you can't prevent more than 500 people from turning out. And there are more questions that need to be asked. Do we need more police to launch any real crime plan? Where will we get them from? And how do we attract more candidates? And what do we change? What do we change so that we could attract candidates with degrees? Candidates with stronger educational and critical thinking skills, since we can't figure out how to train them? And can the state launch a plan that does not severely restrict the rights of citizens, like in the COVID lockdown? And can you warrant a lockdown for crime when you won't even fix the sirens in the car? How seriously are we to expect you? How seriously are you taking crime if you don't even fix the sirens in the vehicles? How seriously are you taking crime if you wouldn't even post up at Shirley and Mackey Street and go make one quick $1,000 in a couple hours? Get to these texts very quickly. I'd like to thank you for waiting. Aaron Boy, PM Davis is on the job, attended the Bitcoin conference and flew to Miami to attend the next conference. He is not a lazy man. Compared to Minnis, we didn't hear from Minnis for weeks sometimes. Plus, he had no portfolio, so what was he doing? That's a million-dollar question. Boy, Davis is very, very busy. I hope he isn't busy building out a new industry that Bahamians will not be able to participate in. I hope that the grand plan isn't, well, Bankfried is building a hotel. That's your jobs for Bahamians right there. I hope that's not the plan. Another text says, amazing how the PLP can't remove 10% off bread basket items, but they can hire and take trips all day. Another text, tell that caller that the middle class, upper and lower, is no longer. The supply chain disruption is a supply chain corruption. They're sucking the wealth. It's going from the poor to the rich. Prepare for the universal earth dollar and the collapse of the U.S. dollar. Just heavy, heavy talk. Good morning, Aaron. Nothing is going to change. Same movie, just different actors. Boy, look here how you say that. Aaron, there was a man that was also killed in a car accident in Eleuthera. But you like to only mention when things happen to women. It's so sad. You blatantly biased. Imagine that's the way that you would tell me about a car accident in Eleuthera. You are so blatantly biased. Perhaps I didn't get the news from Eleuthera. Perhaps. I'm so sorry you're having such a terrible day. Texter. Also, the same texter is very concerned that The Guardian is letting FNM supporters cuss on the show, but not stopping, but cutting off others like PLP. Texter, you think they're letting FNM supporters cuss on the show? Okay. Aaron, I observed a man in front of his two teenage kids at Harbor Bay arguing with a security guard because he was told he couldn't park in the handicapped spot. Listen, Harbor Bay is where they love to do it. It's like, you know, I come to spend my money. You can't tell me where to park. I don't care about disabled people. A texter said they are super surprised. Y'all surprised the government is lie. Thank you, texter. Listen, I got a quick note I got to add before the end of the show. I want to apologize to Mr. Rodney Moncur for suggesting in any way that his appointment as a crime interrupter was inappropriate. Because his recent talk show commentary suggests that he is intimately familiar with how gang culture operates. I want to thank Mr. Moncur because the general public probably did not take my concerns seriously until they heard with their own ears what he is capable of doing with his platform. I just needed to, apologize to him. I think that was very important. Last text says, I agree, one roadblock a week brings in lots of money, but more importantly, it helps to moderate behavior in the public space without the invasion and intrusion of the police coming into community and home and family spaces. And I think we're much more willing to engage the police in those spaces, public spaces, than in our homes and in our yards. That's all. That's all. Anyway, wherever, however you decide to carnival this year, make sure you carnival safely. Thanks for tuning in to On the Clock with Erin Green. Stay tuned. 96.9 FM. Guardian Radio AM is up next with Indiana Fitzgerald. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful day.